And I just, I don't think anything about them. If I want to cut some of the stems this long, I just go out there and whack them off.
I wouldn't touch my azaleas.
Oh.
I have a hard time with mine.
Is that right?
They struggle along, but they'll get diseases. They're prone to every disease.
Yeah, that's right.
I spray the darn things. It's like taking care of children.
I know.
Let's see, when you were, if you were referring to your husband, you would have said, well, I'd like to go with you, but I must ask.
My husband.
All right, you ever hear women refer to their husbands as the mister or the old man?
Yeah.
Or kind of slang?
Yeah, I have.
Did you ever do that?
No.
Okay. I think I hear
you. Oh, yes.
All right. Do you ever hear, how would you hear a man refer to his wife?
I've heard him say, old lady, and I can't stand to hear a man say that to his wife.
Did you ever hear him called the madam?
Yes, I've heard him call that, the madam. I tell you, I don't like him to call him mama either.
Oh, yeah, my husband did that once to me, and I said, I'm not really. He never said anything there.
Yeah.
a woman who has lost her husband is a...
widow.
Let's see, the man whose daughter you are is your...
The man who...
Yeah, you are his daughter. He is your...
My father.
All right. What did you call your father?
Called him Papa.
Was there any other term, any really, you know, teasing or affectionate term you used?
And no, I always did call him Papa.
Papa?
Uh-huh. Always call Mama, Mama.
All right, and his... you always called her Mama.
Uh-huh. Getting,
you're doing so good, you're getting ahead of you answered before I ask it. Your mother and your father together are your...
parents.
Did you ever know your grandparents well?
No, I didn't. They died before was figured up.
Both sets?
Uh-huh.
So you wouldn't have called them anything
no.
in particular?
Uh-uh.
You'd just refer to them as my grandmother or my grandfather. All right. You might say, I was the youngest of five
children.
Are there anything else that you hear people call children?
No, Mom and them always call us the children.
Okay.
I've heard people call them young'uns. They did.
What about chaps? Ever hear them called chaps?
Yeah, I've heard them called that. But they always did say children.
Okay. A little name that a child is known by just in the family.
A nickname.
Was there something when he was really tiny you might have called him? You know, a nickname, and before he got old enough for a nickname. Like if you called him Sugarlump.
Uh-huh. Now, my brothers, they always called me Shane. Did till they died.
Which?
Shane.
Shane? How did you get Shane?
I don't know. I've been called everything. My name is Julia, and they call me. A lot of people call me Julie. A lot of them call me Jew. And my brothers always call me Shane. They never call me nothing but Shane.
I like that. Now, I was thinking about something like a pet name or a basket name. Ever hear those expressions?
Baby doll and things like that, sugar baby.
Would you call that a pet name or a basket name or what?
I'd call it a pet name.
A pet name would be for a younger child, say, than a nickname?
Yeah, I think so.
Something on wheels that you take a baby outside in?
A carriage, baby buggy.
Which would you have said? Which would you say?
Oh, I think a baby buggy.
All right, and when you take the baby out in the baby buggy, you say, I'm going out to do what to the baby?
To put him in the sunshine or rolling.
All right.
Get him riding.
When you're talking about being grown up, you say, for example, I have three children, and they're all grown up, but of the three,